House Foreign Affairs Committee to Trump, You Are Not a Dictator. By Hannah Blow on January 6, 2020. The House Foreign Affairs Committee criticized President Trump on Sunday for issuing warnings to Iran on Twitter, adding, "You're not a dictator." This media post will serve as a reminder that war powers reside in the Congress under the United States Constitution. The House Foreign Affairs Committee tweeted on Sunday, and that you should read the War Powers Act, and that you're not a dictator. The tweet follows an exchange of threats between the U.S. and Iran following the elimination of Qasem Soleimani, head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, Quds forces. The slain terror chief, who was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans and approved of the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, was actively planning additional attacks on American diplomats and service members, according to the Pentagon. This strike was aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans, the Pentagon said in a statement. The United States will continue to take all necessary action to protect our people and our interests wherever they are around the world. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, sent a letter to Democrat colleagues on Sunday, describing Trump's decisive action as a provocative and disproportionate military airstrike and proclaiming that it endangered our service members, diplomats and others by risking a serious escalation of tensions with Iran. As a response, the House will introduce and vote on a War Powers resolution aimed to limit the president's military actions regarding Iran. As Breitbart News reported, the new resolution, which Pelosi says mirrors a similar Senate bill by Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, would amount to an effective surrender by signaling that the president had no congressional support for striking back against Iran, and imposing a new deadline for any military action that would give Iran greater freedom of action. Paradoxically, the resolution could force the president to choose more drastic measures of conducting a war effort before the deadline. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Senator Robert Menendez, DNJ, also wrote a letter requesting the president immediately declassify in full the January 4, 2020 War Powers notification you submitted to Congress following the U.S. military operation targeting Soleimani.